You're listening to At Least You Woke Up with Jill Cardman on Sirius XM Stars.
And we're back. Sarah Bliss, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm so psyched to be here.
I'm so psyched you're here. Writer and brand advisor Sarah Bliss is here to talk about careers and moving to a totally new one. And her book, Take the Leap, Change Your Career, Change Your Life, hits bookshelves tomorrow. Thank you for joining us, Sarah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So excited about this book. It is so great. And I am so honored to be in it.
You are. You're one of my favorite stories.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you have so many cool people. Why are radical career changes so important to talk about right now?
Well, first of all, I kind of see it as like a healthy alternative to having a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Right? It's like much better. Like instead of running off with a babysitter.
Yeah.
You know, why not switch up your career?
Yeah, don't bone the person taking care of your children.
Well, because think about it. The reasons why people have that or like do those things are because they want to feel kind of younger and more alive and more excited about life. And, you know, you can do the same thing by switching up your career.
How did you get the idea for Take the Leap?
You know, I've had it for a while. I've interviewed everybody, as you know, everybody, celebrities, CEOs. I've interviewed you, kind of. That's actually how we met.
And I'm such a CEO. I'm CEO of my kitchen. No, I'm kidding.
And I realized early on that the most successful people, they didn't follow this kind of linear path. And there's something really inspiring in that. A lot of them kind of had these whole other lives before they found their groove. And I wasn't always like super happy with my career. So I feel like I kind of kept a running list of these changes. They were like really inspiring and motivating for me. And then finally, it was just time to put them in a book because I knew they would be inspiring and motivating for other people because so many people want to do this.
Do you think a lot of people are, you know, held back by fear? Like they feel like at a certain age, I remember at 34 being in the shower saying like, is this all there is? And you feel guilty having that because you feel like you're supposed to be hashtag blessed with what you do have.
Right.
And so you feel almost guilty wanting more. But I remember thinking like, well, I'm 34. Like, what can I do now? There's almost like a helplessness.
Well, I think actually your 40s are the best time to do this. And I think what happens when people get into their 40s is they have this realization that like time is running out and it's like, fuck, I need to do this now or it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's really the best time to be making a change like this because you have a fire under your ass. You realize like the doors are closing and you need to be super motivated, super invested. And when you have that mindset, that's really, really when you're going to be successful.
And most of the people in this book did their big switch in their 40s, right?
They did.
Especially
they did.
A lot of the moms. Can you talk a bit about the work gap, the gap from leaving, you know, having children?
Oh, yeah. So there's a woman named Jennifer Gefsky. She founded a company called Après when she took time off from work and had trouble kind of getting back in after a few years. And it's to help other women who want to get back but maybe kind of don't know how to do it. And one of her big pieces of advice in the book, which I think is interesting, is you need to like go in and be invested. So many people want to do like, oh, I want to do part-time and they don't really, really want it. But you have to kind of go balls to the wall and be ready to, you know, go back in and then you can ask for like adjustments later.
What are some of the reasons that people get stuck either as a mom or in their job? Like what do you think is holding them back sometimes?
I think people sometimes they just, it's easier to kind of stay the course. It feels safer to them. Mm-hmm. But I know so many people who I've told them, I'm like, oh, I'm writing this book. And they're like, oh, I really want to make that change. And then you're like, oh, well, maybe you should do this, this, and this. And they always have an excuse. A lot of people have an excuse. So for me, the book is kind of that motivation because the best people to kind of guide you and motivate you are when you see people who have done this kind of thing that you want to do, and it becomes more realistic.
It's true. I was saying to you, I know a lot of women who, and I had this fear too, who are so exhausted at the end of the day as a stay-at-home mom that as much as they want to work, they are worried that if they can barely get through the day with the kid, that holding down an office job would just like totally deplete them. But the what I found is that when I went back to work, I had more energy because you have adult stimulation and children actually drain you more.
Totally. I agree. And actually, in a way, that's also why the 40s is better because your kids are a little bit older. But also, like, there's this whole new, like, career world. Like, you don't have to go back into corporate life. Like, there are, like, moms who are, like, starting, like, really cool apps and companies, like, from their living rooms, like, when their kids are napping or at night when everyone's asleep. I mean, that's when I get my best work done.
Yeah, that's true. And what are some of the badass career pivots in your book?
So one of my favorites that you brought to me is Marjorie Gubelman.
Oh, yeah.
And she was 42, recently divorced, a single mom, and she went to DJ school in the East Village. It's so cool. She went for 6 months. She said she was the oldest person there. She was with teenagers. And now she spins around the globe for some really big companies like Dolce & Gabbana, Tory Burch.
They fly her all over the world on private jets to like Dubai to do a gig.
I know.
And pay her as much as like rock stars get.
I know. She makes so much money. And the cool thing is, I mean, if you're not following her on Instagram, you should be, because she's having more fun than anyone I know.
It's true. She has a great life. Why is change the key to the happiness and the like getting back in touch with yourself?
I think who you are in one decade just isn't necessarily who you are in another. And it's kind of a way to like recharge your whole being. Like everyone I've interviewed 63 people in Take the Leap, and every single person was like, thank God I made that switch, because I can't even imagine living that old life anymore. They're so much happier.
What? Tell me about more other ones. Like, I love hearing these lifestyle, like just the thumbprints.
There's this woman, Nicole Laterra, who I love. She was a hairdresser, and she kept kind of being in these situations where people would have these accidents around her, and she wanted to help more than she knew how. So she went to become an EMT, and she did that at night when she had young kids. She went to school, and then she was at a couple fires, and she was like, I actually want to be the one like running into the burning building and like pulling people out. So she had twins that were 4 months old, and she went back to school at night and on the weekends. And now she's like a hairdresser and a firefighter.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
That's exhausting.
It is. It is. And Trisha Cusden is someone that I actually love and have been citing a lot. It's kind of this never too late story. She was 65. All her friends were retiring. And she was like, I don't want to be watching TV for 30 years. I'll just be bored out of my mind.
Oh, my gosh. I just got nauseous.
Yeah. So she saw a gap in the market for makeup for older women. She's in London. And she launched a company on YouTube using her friends as models called Look Fabulous Forever. And she makes a ton of money. And she has this international beauty business.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so badass.
It is.
What's like the most drastic one to you? Do you have any that are like so crazy from one extreme to another? Like,
yeah, Ashley Blaylock's a good one. She was a corporate attorney in Texas, and she ended up becoming the female surf champion of Nicaragua.
What? Yes. Oh my gosh, that's a perfect answer.
Yeah, and now she runs a girls surf camp called Chica Brava. She's married to a guy from Nicaragua. She has children. She has this whole amazing life for herself. And, you know, she's so happy that she's not, you know, stuck back in
Texas. In a Texan cubicle.
Exactly.
I mean, can you imagine? And what is like the hustle involved in creative careers? Like, I think let's say you're a corporate lawyer like this woman, and then you want to be an artist. Like, how is that? What is like the, you know, the dangers or the things that might scare somebody off from doing that? And what is the hustle involved in like making that happen?
Well, I think that there's kind of this acceptance that if you're in a creative career, you like might not make a lot of money, and you know, you're destined to kind of be like the starving artist. And I think that's a myth that actually is kind of going away right now, because artists have never had more opportunities to like monetize their work. Mm-hmm. There's this woman, Lisa Congdon, in my book. She's an illustrator. She makes way more money than she did at her previous career. And she gives a lot of lectures on how artists can monetize their work. I mean, because something that used to be like your parents' hobby, like, you know, my mom was an artist. Well, now you can like go on Etsy and like create a store and reach a lot of people. Instagram is your best marketing tool.
Yeah. And society6.com. Hello.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm more of a copywriter, but there are artists, and you can just put, it depends how commercial you want to be. But there are people who do fine art prints on it instead of like mugs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's so interesting. And have there been like an outpouring of people saying this book is putting a fire under their ass to
yes.
read these stories? Like,
so many.
What's some of the feedback been?
Everyone is like, either I need this book or someone I know needs this book. I mean, I think we're kind of really at this time where like the whole career landscape is changing. It's changing really quickly. I mean, even in our career, like as a writer, like I had to start this whole like kind of branding side of my business because, you know, stuff was shrinking. And I think my hope is people will pick up the book and be really, really motivated, because the best people to talk to when you're making a change are the people that have already done it. And so many of the, I wanted to kind of shake up the whole career book thing, because so many of them are written by career coaches.
Yeah.
And they're just one perspective. They're snooze fests, honestly. Like, I couldn't get through half of them. And this is like short and fun. And, you know, you're going to find someone who's going through whatever struggles that you're going through, whether it's, you know, worried about finances, or you're, you know, a busy mom, like whatever it is, you're going to find someone who got through that and came out the other side and is really successful and happy.
Totally. And when you're reading Take the Leap, it has so much energy. You fly through it. It doesn't feel like those career coach books. It's more like, here's stories from people who lived it, and then they're on the other side to help pull you through.
Totally. That's exactly it. I mean, it's really a people book.
Yeah, I love that. And you get keyholes into all these different lives, and it makes you feel like you can do anything because they did it.
Exactly. And that's what I like about it, is it's, you have like six, you know, I've been doing these kind of career podcast interviews, and they're always like, what are the three takeaways that everyone did? And really, there's like millions of ways of doing this. And, you know, these are 63, and it'll help you forge your own path.
Totally. Well, Sarah's book, Take the Leap, Change Your Career, Change Your Life, lands on bookshelves tomorrow. You can order it now online, and it's available wherever books are sold. Be sure to pick up your copy of Take the Leap from Amazon or your local bookstore. And keep in mind, it's a great Christmas gift. Sarah, can you share your social media details?
Yes, I'm at Sarah Bliss NYC on Instagram.
Awesome. Follow us at Sarah Bliss NYC on Insta. And we'll be right back after these messages. No idea of what the-